It's time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. The Sideline Report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton, the WPKY studios. Thanks a lot for joining us this morning. Coming up a little bit later on, we'll talk with Midway University baseball head coach Luther Bramblett. He's a former Tiger and recently signed a current Tiger to his team, so we'll talk to him a little bit later on this morning here on the show. Also coming up in just a bit, we'll talk with Larry Vaught, longtime sports writer covering the University of Kentucky. He'll be on the show today. Of course, the Kentucky Wildcats just a few hours away from playing their second game in the Southeastern Conference tournament today against Missouri. That's coming up around lunchtime, so we'll talk with Larry about all things UK sports. Caldwell County baseball and softball scheduled to be in action today if field conditions allow out of the ballpark. The Tiger baseball team scheduled to host Carlisle County today in the final preseason scrimmage for the Tiger baseball team. The Tigers picking up a 20-6 win over Ballard or over Heritage Christian Academy of Hopkinsville Tuesday out here at the VFW ballpark. And the Lady Tigers scheduled to host McCracken County today at Lady Tiger Field. Lady Tigers played their first scrimmage down at Ballard Memorial on Monday, but dropped that one. However, again, if conditions will allow, we'll have baseball and softball at the ballpark today. Tigers hosting Carlisle County and the Lady Tigers hosting McCracken County. Caldwell County tennis in action today, going to Madisonville North Hopkins today. And coming up Saturday, a big track meet going on out at Tiger Stadium. So you want to try to check that out if you get a chance. That's pretty much all day Saturday at Tiger Stadium. Stay with us. We'll come back and talk with Larry Vaught, longtime sports writer covering University of Kentucky sports. Right after this, stay with us on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Uncover the charm of banking local with Fredonia Valley Bank, your steadfast financial partner since 1894. Through times of change, Fredonia Valley Bank remains by your side to handle your banking with a legacy of excellence. Discover strength in their local roots and experience the difference of genuine community banking. Embrace the mantra of living local. Eat, buy, and bank local. Fredonia Valley Bank. Local people, local decisions, and local commitment. Your true hometown bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
School is in session, which means sniffles and sore throats are too. But Princeton Drug makes it simple. Feeling sick? Just pull up to our drive-thru and get tested for flu, COVID, or strep. No appointment needed. It's only $40 for testing, and if you need medication, our pharmacists can prescribe it right there in the drive-thru. You'll leave with your results, a prescription, and a school or work note, all in about 20 minutes, without leaving your car. Stay ahead of sick days. Stop by Princeton Drug's drive-thru and get back to what matters.
Great news from Caldwell Medical Associates, now offering expanded podiatry services at the Annex. Anna Murphy and Dr. Walker Estes provide comprehensive podiatric care, from wound care to specialized treatments for foot and ankle issues. Whether you're dealing with sports injuries, arthritis, or require surgical attention, they're ready to tailor treatment to your needs. Don't let foot pain hold you back. Take the first step with Caldwell Medical Associates. Pain-free living right here, close to home.
Ready to see a show that'll have you singing along to every hit? Enter now for your chance to win a family four-pack of tickets to We May Be Right, the ultimate Billy Joel tribute. Happening at the Badgett Playhouse in Grand Rivers, treat your family to a night of legendary music, toe-tapping energy, and unforgettable memories. Don't miss out. Enter today at WPKYonline.com and you could be our next big winner. Contest ends March 15th.
When we say
classic hits,
we mean
50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, yeah.
Oh, sweet darling,
you get the best of my love.
You get the best of my love.
Listen to WPKY worldwide at
WPKYonline.com.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Again, thanks for joining us on this Thursday morning. First up on the show today, we're going to speak with Larry Vaught, longtime sports writer covering University of Kentucky sports. Of course, it's a big time. UK basketball playing in the SEC tournament today. Larry, good morning, and welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, big time for UK sports. Kentucky basketball getting a win yesterday. What were kind of your thoughts on the win over LSU?
Well, it's better than a loss. So
no doubt.
That was a plus. They only had five turnovers. That was a plus. Got Cam Williams back, and he played 17 minutes, which is far more than I would have anticipated. So that's a plus. Brandon Garrison, who had hit two threes and all season, makes two threes in 45 seconds and has probably the best game overall game he's had all year. So that's a plus. And then you talk about the defense, and that's a big, big negative. So you want to kind of feel good, but then you think you only won by 5 points against the worst team in the SEC. So at least it is a win. You do move on, but I don't know that it makes me just overly excited.
Well, that was the thing I was going to ask. Does this kind of move the needle any at all for Kentucky as far as NCAA seeding goes? Does having that one extra win on there help them a little bit try to move up a seeding line someplace?
I don't think so. Not a win against LSU. I think if they win today against Missouri and win against Florida, then I think that moves you up. I think all that LSU did winning was probably kept you from moving down.
Okay. Now, how do you kind of view the matchup with Missouri today? Because, honestly, when you go back and look at losses this season, and I know there's been some frustrating times for UK fans, but that Missouri loss is always the one that really gets me because Kentucky was up late in that game. It seemed to be well in hand, and they just let it get away. And then it seems like the trouble started after that.
Yeah, and that's one where I think the expectations for the Kentucky fan base were still really, really high, and now it's kind of not that way. I do worry that Missouri seems to play so hard every game, and again, that's an issue with Kentucky. I mean, when they play at their maximum, even with the players they've got hurt, they're still really good. It's just you never know how long every game they're going to play at their maximum. They can go from bad to good to bad to good all in the same game. It's the most unpredictable team I think I can remember watching at Kentucky. So, I mean, if they went out and played really well and won today, it wouldn't stun me. If Missouri kind of bullied them and knocked them around and Kentucky just couldn't handle it, that wouldn't surprise me either. So the early start, Kentucky's already played one game, and we've all heard Mark Pope kind of moan and whine about how fatigue has bothered them when they have to play on Saturday, then turn around again and play on Tuesday. So you're now wondering, what's it going to be like when they're tipping off 22 hours after their last game finished? So I just don't really have any idea what to expect.
Yeah, it's been difficult to try to peg this UK team, but it was good to see Garrison have the big game yesterday. He's been another one that's been a head-scratcher all season long, and you think the ability is there, but for some reason it doesn't always show up. And yesterday he came up big, and it's a good thing because I don't know if Kentucky wins that game without him having some big-time minutes.
No, I don't think they do because he also brought a lot of energy to them on defense, I thought, and was a really big factor for them on the defensive side, which is something that hadn't been the case with him very often. So I was glad to see that. And, again, they don't win without him yesterday. I mean, he was their best overall player. I thought he wasn't their leading scorer, but I thought he was their best overall player when you factor in on what he did on both ends of the court and just the energy he brought to the game that they really needed.
Yeah, he was kind of a leader out there, and to me that's something the team has kind of missed. I mean, we know Owe is the best player, but I'm not sure this team really has a leader per se.
Yeah, I would say that's a fair point, and that's something they really have struggled with, and I'm guessing they're going to continue to struggle. That's not something usually you get fixed in a day or a night or something like that. So we will see what happens, but hoping they can find a way to do it and get things going the right way. But again, kind of got to see it to believe it.
Yeah. Now, if Kentucky were to win today against Missouri, Florida is up next. Do you see any way that Kentucky can possibly match up with Florida? The Gators just look like they're awfully good to me.
Yeah, I agree. And I don't want to say never ever, because Sunday night and Monday, I thought there was 0% chance of me getting my hack Twitter account back or my hack X account back. Today here on Thursday, because of the grace of a UK fan who's been trying to help me, I think my odds of getting it back are up to 30%, which is a big jump from zero. So not overly confident, but still got a 30% chance of getting it back. So maybe that'll help for Kentucky. That would give me a little spot just to plug my new Twitter account. The one that I'm using right now is at VaultFuse26. The one that's just at VaultFuse is still a hacked account. I don't know how that happened when I'm verified after all these years, but I'm not suddenly wealthy with new houses and cryptocurrency and new trucks. So just go over and check me out at VaultFuse26. 26 will be the indicator that that's the new one.
Okay, I was going to ask how that was going, how much you put up on social media. How big a deal is the Twitter account for you?
A lot bigger than I realized.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have said, well, you know, it must really hurt to lose 47,000 followers and all. And it's not about the numbers. It's just about being able to have a way to convey information and also to reach out to others, when you need to get hold of somebody and find contact information and all like that. I didn't realize quite how much I had depended on that. And of course the danger with social media is one, getting hacked. Then I'm sure you will like this. I got my new account going Tuesday because I kind of gave up. So I'm sitting at the state tournament yesterday and I'm posting about what's going on with the girls state tournament. I'm posting about what's going on with when the UK basketball game starts, and about 5 minutes into the UK basketball game, I get a message from X saying that my account has been temporarily suspended because of suspicious activity.
Oh, no.
Because I'm posting about girls high school basketball and Kentucky men's basketball, yet the account I'd had for 15 years and was verified, it's got somebody posting about crypto and all this other crap.
Oh, man.
And they won't suspend that one. So, again, I get a little frustrated, but you just kind of got to hang in there. I'm trying to let it bother me and just enjoy the state tournament. Got the joy of the Kentucky win yesterday. I was glad to see Cam Williams play, and I appreciate all those who kind of jumped on board and said nice things to me, because the tension's not and stress is not a good thing for an old guy.
Right. Well, I was going to ask you, you know, it's been a tough season for the University of Kentucky basketball team, and of course, Mark Pope, just in his second season as head coach, has drawn a lot of criticism this season. I thought he did a pretty good job last year under the circumstances, but I guess at Kentucky, you know, the margin is just kind of razor thin as far as you have to win or everybody's going to be on top of you at some point.
Yeah, and I think that goes with the territory. I mean, and that was one thing that Mark made a big deal about, that he knew, he understood and accepted all of that and bring it on when he got here and everything. I think maybe he could go back and do it over. Maybe he wouldn't want to bring it on quite as much as what they have, because, like I say, he's catching a lot of heat for what has gone on. But, again, they've not had the type of season they wanted. Now, you can change all that in the next couple of weeks, and we will see if they can or not. But they just have not been consistently very good over the course of the season. At times, they've been really good, but they just can't seem to sustain anything for very long. And sometimes they can't even sustain it in the same game.
Now, much has been made of the $22 million roster this season. Did they just make some mistakes as far as evaluating talent, do you think?
I think they made a lot of huge mistakes on evaluating talent and evaluating how that talent was going to go together. I think it's really hurt them. And again, probably in this day and age, that's going to happen to some teams from time to time, because you're basically trying to put together a new roster every year. It's hard to figure out exactly how that's going to work out. Sometimes it works pretty good. Sometimes it doesn't. So this year it's just not worked all that great for Kentucky. And I think a lot of it at times has just been the effort issue. I'm listening to Joe Crispin yesterday, who was the analyst on the game, talking about the Kentucky fans deserve to be upset, because when this Kentucky team plays really hard and really gets after it, they're pretty good. And I agree with him on that. He said the problem is you never know whether that'll be 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes a game, he said, because they just never play 40 minutes like that. And he said he could understand why fans are frustrated. And I think that was probably as well as I've heard anybody say it all season long.
We're talking this morning with Larry Vaught, longtime sports writer covering the University of Kentucky. You can read his work over at yoursportsedge.com as well. And, Larry, you mentioned the team just, whatever reason, hasn't come together. It seems like when you try to put together a new team every season, which I guess is where we are in college basketball now and maybe football too, it seems like it's going to be very difficult to have much team chemistry. And it seems like this UK team has fought that a lot this season.
Yeah, they really have, and all. And it's just kind of one of those perplexing seasons that things just sometimes happen. You can't figure them out. You just have to kind of move forward and do the best you can. And now it is what it is. There's no more looking back and thinking about what if. This is just what is. That's how you've got to approach today's game and however many games they have left.
Yeah, has the NIL changed everything so much, though, that when you're a Kentucky or a North Carolina or a Duke or Kansas or whoever, does that just not carry the weight when you're going out and recruiting that maybe it did at one time?
I think a lot of things have changed, right, with that money does matter. I mean, anybody says it doesn't, it's just crazy because of especially the money that some of these players are getting, it would matter to any of us. I don't fault the players. If you can capitalize as much as you can, I mean, it's great to want to play for somebody, but if you can make a lot more money playing somewhere else for a year or 2 years, I understand why you have to do it. There's not just teams now that can just roll in anywhere and just say, hey, we want you to come play for us. And somebody will say, well, yeah, I'd love to do that. Sign me up. Those days are gone, and Kentucky's just going to have to make some adjustments and find a way to, I think, evaluate player talent better and evaluate how it meshes together better. And then once it gets here, Mark's got to figure out, I think, how to coach a higher level roster than what he was used to at BYU. And I don't think he's always done the best job managing his roster. This year, I think at times he's been a little overmatched trying to figure out who he wants to play and how much he wants to play them. But he's never had a roster with, when they were healthy, 11, 12, 13 guys who all thought they should be playing and were all maybe good enough to play, and figuring out how to filter that down to the best number that works during a game. And hopefully maybe he's learned some lessons this year on that that'll help him for next year.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. It seems to me like when Mark Pope was hired, what most of us wanted was the style of play that he had at BYU with just better players. And the first season kind of seemed to go that way, but this year's team seems like it's constructed entirely different than maybe the teams he had at BYU.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think he went a little too heavy thinking about what he wanted for defense and not enough on the three-point shooting that he needs to make his team the best it could be. But even at BYU, Mark's team sometimes had really good wins and had some really perplexing losses, and that's kind of how it's been here. I mean, at times this year, like the wins at Arkansas, wins at the two wins over Tennessee, the one win over Vanderbilt at home, the win over St. John's on the neutral court, they have really looked good at times. But then there's been some others that have just been flat stinkers and kind of perplexing on how to figure all that out. And that's just something Mark or his staff or a combination of them are going to have to get a handle on and get better at. But then again, it's kind of hard to do that when you're sitting here today. And as far as I know, the only player that you think for certain you've got on your roster next year is Braden Hawthorne, who is redshirting this year and says he's going to be back. But other than that, you don't know for sure. Other than that, who's even going to be on the roster? And it's just hard to do.
Yeah, there was a point this season where it looked like the team had everything figured out and kind of got on a roll. But then at the end of the season, it seemed like that all came crashing down. And I'm not sure I buy the fatigue factor.
Oh, I don't even think anything about it. I mean, yeah, I think that's just an excuse. That was one thing that Mark Pope said he wouldn't do, is make excuses. And I think just from the people that I've – I know when I'm around, it may not be this way everywhere, but I think that's one thing that's really rubbed UK fans wrong, that you don't want to hear about that a guy 19, 20, 21 years old is tired and can't play. And I would agree that if Otega Owe playing 38 minutes is probably not as good in the 38th minute as Otega Owe would playing 30 minutes would be. But what about those 8 minutes you don't play? Is he still better than who you're playing, even if he is a little tired? And my guess is going to be yes. And other coaches just ride their best players and just play them, and they seem to do fine. And why Mark thinks he can't do that, it's just kind of beyond me.
Interesting times at UK with Mark Pope situation. You've got Mitch Barnhart stepping down as athletic director. We mentioned the NIL thing. There's a brand-new football coaching staff coming in, so a lot of moving pieces right now trying to follow UK sports, I guess.
Yeah, there is. And, of course, Will Stein's team started practice yesterday, and they'll conclude with the spring game on April 18th, I think it is. And I don't know how much information we will really get, because I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of open practices to it. I do like the idea that he says they will have live tackling and everything at the spring game, which I think fans will enjoy. But I also remind myself, that's still a month away. If a key player or two gets an injury, that may take away that live tackling at the spring
right.
game.
Well, Larry, how much time do you spend on the radio these days a week?
Not enough. That's really an enjoyable stuff to do, but probably 7-8 hours, I would say.
That's a lot. I think you're a little bit like me. We're kind of old newspaper guys at heart, but and you know, I've spent a lot of time in radio too, and you have, and we've mentioned the Twitter thing and social media. The covering sports game has changed a lot over the years, hasn't it?
Yeah, it sure has. It's something that'll just continue to be different, and you just have to kind of evolve and do the best you can to try to figure out what to do.
Getting back to UK basketball, hopefully we get on a run this week and the Cats can make some noise in the SEC tournament. Right now, what's kind of your thoughts as far as a seed for the NCAA tournament, and what kind of realistic expectations can we have for the Cats moving forward now?
I would think the seed range around anywhere 7 to 9, depending on how they do today and tomorrow, would be the most realistic. And again, I don't expect a real long stay in the NCAA because you don't get do-overs, and this team has just been too unpredictable. But again, on that one given night, I mean, or one given game, they've shown they can beat just about anybody. So I think it's one of those cases where they could go get a draw as a 7 seed and lose to, you know, a 10 seed in the first round, or they could win their first round and go up against a 2 seed in the second round and pull a shocking upset. So it'll be kind of wait and see, like it has been all year with this team.
Yeah, I always hate that 8-9 game because you know that number one seed's waiting in the next round.
Absolutely, and also, but think about it: if you want to advance, you got to be a good team. So
right.
You just have to accept it and go on and do it.
All right, Larry, appreciate your time this morning, and always appreciate you coming on and talking UK basketball and UK sports with us.
No problem.
All right, that's Larry Vaught, longtime sports writer covering the University of Kentucky, and you can read Vaught's views over at yoursportsedge.com. Stay with us. More to come on the Sideline Report right after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
At Whitetail Properties, land isn't just their business, it's their way of life. Their land specialists are hunters, farmers, and rural landowners committed to helping you reach your dreams.
Powering your lives and lighting up your nights. Princeton Electric Plant Board's community spirit shines bright. Entrusted with the glow of our fields, they keep our Tigers' pathways illuminated to victory. A shout out goes to our Tigers as they roar into a new season. Good luck, Tigers. Here's to a safe and victorious year from your one and only Princeton Electric Plant Board. They're not just a service, they're community.
Henry Ford once said, stopping advertising to save money is like stopping your watch to save time. Advertising is an investment. At WPKY, we get it. While most businesses want to advertise, sometimes it can be tough to budget. That's why we are proud to offer options through our Big Deals program. If you have products our listeners want, you can pay for advertising with gift certificates to your business. Want details? Call WPKY and ask for Heather today. Or email hriley at wkdzradio.com. That's H-R-I-L-E-Y at wkdzradio.com.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Again, appreciate you tuning in this morning, and thanks to Larry Vaught for coming on and talking UK sports with us this morning. Stick around. Coming up next, we'll talk with Midway University baseball head coach Luther Bramblett. He's a former Caldwell County Tiger and recently signed a current Caldwell County Tiger. So stay with us as we continue here on the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Go fishing.
Go discovering.
Go exploring.
GoKDiz.com.
Are you looking to make tax season a little brighter? Look no further than Princeton's premier car dealer. They have a wide selection of cars to fit any budget. Their friendly staff are there to help you find the perfect car for your needs. Plus, they offer special financing options to make your purchase even more affordable. Don't wait. Visit them today and make tax season brighter with a new car from Princeton's premier car dealer. For more information, visit TriceHughes.com.
What are we going to do? Doctor, will he be okay?
Unexpected happens. Goodwin Insurance Agency has you covered with auto, home, life, commercial, boat, and RV insurance. That way, when the unexpected happens...
Congratulations! It's a girl!
You're covered.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
Golf Lessons, starring Katherine Brown of the UK Women's Golf Team, and Wade.
Oh! That one went off that big tree. Who planted that there?
You're bringing your own golf balls next time.
Hey, I think I can find that one.
No, stay out of the woods. Here's another ball.
Okay. Well, thank you for the ball, and thanks for another mulligan, please.
I'm sorry, you're fresh out of mulligans. Farmers Bank. Banking that's always straight down the fairway, unlike Wade's golf game.
I heard that.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Overspending on everyday items.
Is that a trick question?
Every dollar counts at our house.
Hello?
The Big Deal Store is your go-to for incredible savings.
Sounds like a lovely spot.
We believe in supporting local and helping you save big.
So nice.
Everything you need from your favorite local vendors at unbeatable prices.
Oh, yeah.
The Java Table.
Joshua Tree Boutique.
Bella Marie Boutique.
Shop smart and support your local businesses at the Big Deal Store.
I'm happy to.
Start saving now.
I save big every time.
With Big Deal Store at WPKYonline.com.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. As promised, we've got Midway University baseball head coach Luther Bramblett with us now. And Luther, welcome back to the show. I appreciate you taking some time to talk baseball with us today.
Good morning. I'm excited to be on with you, Todd.
Great. You recently signed a Caldwell County Tiger, and that's got us all excited.
Well, we're excited about it, too. We think his best years are ahead of him. He's obviously got a good frame, good body that we hope we can put some weight on and get a little stronger, and the arm works good. So we feel that if he gets here and gets after it and works hard, that he may be able to help us. So
now,
we're excited to have him.
Yeah, as a baseball coach, you never have enough pitching, right?
No. I was actually looking at our stats earlier today. I think we've thrown 18 guys have had an appearance this spring already, so you can never have enough.
Now, you think you've got enough sometimes, but then you look later and you really don't. Caldwell actually returns its top six pitchers this season from last year, so, you know, I'm kind of anticipating a pretty good season for the Tigers.
Well, that should bode well. We were opposite this year. We basically graduated about 97% of our innings off last year's team,
and so
we've got a brand new staff this year, so that's obviously a good thing when you return your
your top six guys, and that should be exciting for Caldwell this year. That's great.
Now, it looks like you guys have gotten off to a pretty good start this season there at Midway.
We have off to the best start in school history, just taking some time. But, yeah, we've been playing pretty good baseball overall. We're 14-6 right now and have beat some really good teams and, won some games that we probably shouldn't have and lost some games that we probably shouldn't have. So, that's baseball. So
I was going to say that's baseball. That's what we always say, right? That's baseball.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Well, you guys got off to an early start this year. I know you had some games scheduled into January, but I think those got postponed. But, man, it seems like the college baseball season every year just starts a little bit earlier.
Well, for us, we can start, I think, the second to last weekend in January. I try to stay away from starting in January, but the way that our conference falls this year, we started the last weekend of February. So I always try to get at least four weekends in if I can to get our pitchers enough innings and our hitters enough at bats before we start conference. And this year it was, it landed the last weekend of January, which unfortunately we got all that snow and ice that was on our field for almost 3 weeks. So we weren't even able to get off campus to open up our season that year. It's been a weird year as far as the weather goes for us. We've only played four home games at our actual home facility because of it's rained and snow and ice and everything else. So we've been going around. We played at EKU a weekend. We played at Lexington Legends for a weekend. We played at George Rogers Clark High School for a weekend, all turf fields just so we could play. So it's been a different year for us.
It's great to have some other options, though.
Oh, yeah. No, it's good. You just got to pay for them. Yeah. But yeah, it's good.
A lot was made that Murray State played one of its games earlier this year at McCracken County's field. And, of course, that's a College World Series team from last year. But the field at McCracken County is not that bad, and they've got a great indoor facility right beside it. So, it's not like they went and played on Providence's old field or anything,
Right. Some of those old skin fields that I played on back in the day with barns out in the outfield and everything else.
Oh, yeah, that was West Hopkins, wasn't it, with the barn in left field?
Yep. Crazy.
I remember at one point, every team in the district back when it was the old district had the dirt infield. So, if you got a good rain, you were done for a week.
Well, I remember going to college, and we still played on some all-skin infields, all dirt infields, and our college field had a grass infield, and I was excited about that because, a lot of the games we played were on all dirt infields. So it's changed a lot, man. The college game has really evolved and changed immensely, even back from when I played back in the, early 90s. It's just changed a lot, Todd. It's crazy.
Well, and it's on TV a lot now. You used to never see college baseball on television, and now it's on there all the time.
Yep, and that's all I watch. I think I've got a disease, man. I get home from playing a baseball game, coaching a game, and I turn on college baseball and watch more college baseball. But, yeah, it's good. I think it's grown immensely as far as popularity goes, and, of course, the World Series is huge and exciting, and it's always exciting when, somebody like Murray gets in there. A small, Kentucky school, college getting in there that's not supposed to be in there, making a great run. It's awesome. And, Dan's done a great job there. He's an awesome guy. And it's cool to see, Murray. I know they got some field construction going on. That's why they've been playing all these crazy places, but it's always good. It's good for us to play at George Rogers Clark High School. And so the local high school kids can see college baseball, being played on their field and college athletes. So I think it's a win-win for everybody involved.
That was such an improbable run last year by Murray State. I don't think the average person realizes exactly what the Racers did
to get to Omaha, and just winning the one game in the regional was a big deal, and to come back and get through that thing and win it, and then win the super regional as well, that's just, it's almost unheard of.
It's crazy. It's crazy, and most people don't understand how crazy of a run that is. I mean, because of what they're competing against and what they're up against, and I'm not knocking, you know, Murray's program or their facilities, but the amount of money that is poured into these Power Four facilities, especially in the ACC and SEC, it's just, to win at those places is near impossible, you know, for a mid-major. So what Murray did was just unbelievable and awesome, and is what makes college baseball, you know, a great sport, in my opinion, because really anybody can beat anybody at any given time, and they just got on a heater, and it was really fun to watch.
Yeah, I love Murray State, but, you know, there's no comparison when you talk about going to an Ole Miss or any other SEC school, and Murray did catch a bit of a break. Now, the two wins over Ole Miss in the regional were impressive, and just getting through that thing, that was a lot of fun. They did catch a break, though, when Duke won its regional, and they got to go to Duke, and I think they were going to go to Georgia. Georgia, I think, was the top seed in the region, and it ended up Duke was a little better matchup for them.
Yeah, it was, but still, it's still an ACC school, and the facility and the crowd, and, you know, it's just, again, what they done was unbelievable and really fun to watch. It really was.
Yeah, when you watch a run like that, I could only equate it to Murray State men's basketball making the Final Four. I think that's the kind of run they had.
Yeah, 100%. That's a good comparison. Yep.
Now, what kind of expectations do you guys have there at Midway this year?
Well, we feel that we've got a team that can compete nationally. We've beat some nationally ranked teams, and I think last weekend we won 2 out of 3 against the 25th team in the country in our conference. Broke their 18 game win streak, so that was a good weekend for us. I feel that our conference is wide open this year. I think anybody can win it. Right now, I think we're in third place. So we've played two of the tougher teams to start off. So there's a lot of baseball left to be played, but we feel that we should be competing for a conference championship this year, and feel that we've got the club that can compete nationally. So hopefully we can get on one of those heaters like Murray State did and make a run at it and get to our World Series in Lewiston, Idaho. That'd be awesome.
Now, is this the best team you've had there at Midway?
So far, record-wise, I would say yes, but we haven't won the conference yet. We've been fortunate to win the conference twice in the first 9 years. We're in year 10 here now. But this is by far the best start that we've had to a season. So we're continuing to set records, and if we continue to play like we've been playing and win games, then we're on track to set the school record for wins if we continue to play well. So
we're talking this morning with Luther Bramblett.
Is, Todd.
Yeah, go ahead.
I said you know how baseball is.
It's, oh yeah.
You know, crazy things can happen, and you know you're an injury away from playing kids with not a whole lot of experience, and you know, so you just never know.
Yeah.
But right now we are playing good baseball.
Yeah, we're talking with Luther Bramblett this morning, a former Tiger. He's now the head coach at Midway University. And Luther, we've mentioned this every time you come on the show, but you actually started the baseball program there at Midway.
We did. We started 10 years ago when St. Catherine College unfortunately shut their doors. Midway reached out, and in 72 hours, I was hired to start the program at Midway with no field, no facility to practice, no weight room. It was an all-girls school up to that point. So it's been quite the 10-year roller coaster of building a field and the school pouring in a commitment to athletics and getting weight room and facilities and starting football and all these other sports. We have 28 varsity sports. Got to add the 29th this fall with with flag football, women's flag football. So the school has grown immensely. We're located just right outside of Lexington, Kentucky, in Woodford County. So it's a good area, beautiful area, beautiful campus, surrounded by horse farm. It's been a fun, enjoyable experience.
Well, it was worth it just to get to build your own baseball stadium, right?
Yeah, it was. And the crazy thing is I've got a buddy of mine that's started up a program in Florida, and he's been calling me the last couple of days. And I sent him an email this morning of all of our plans and dimensions and all that type of stuff that we had drawn up for our field, because he came up here and played here a few years ago and loved our setup and wants to kind of model it after ours. So I emailed him that all this morning, and yeah, it was really cool experience and something fun to be a part of, you know, designing your own field and taking what you like from other places that you played and been at and stuff that you didn't like at those other fields and make sure that it wasn't at yours. But we're definitely blessed here with a beautiful facility, with a train going right behind left field. And I'm down here at the press box right now looking over it, and I can see horses and barns and paddocks. And it's a cool setting for a field. We need to get you down here, Todd.
Yeah, I need to get there sometime for sure to check it out. You guys are in a great spot, though. Like you said, close to Lexington, close to Louisville. Cincinnati's not that far away. It's not that far to Indianapolis. So you've got a really good spot there. And I just bring that up because I was going to ask, you know, when you go putting teams together, where do you get your guys from?
Our roster is from all over. We've got a couple Canadians. We've got some Latin players. We've got 27 Kentucky kids on our varsity roster. We've got kids from Tennessee, from Ohio, from Illinois, Indiana, Texas, California, Japan. We got a Japanese kid this year, little infielder that can really glove it. So we recruit nationally and got a lot of kids from out of state, but our core are still Kentucky kids, and I really try and work hard to get as many Kentucky kids on our varsity roster as possible, and because at the end of the day, you know, I believe Kentucky blue, and I want to get as many Kentucky kids on our roster as possible. So,
well, we mentioned you got Ethan Ramage from Caldwell County. Of course, another Tiger, Channing Puckett, signed with Campbellsville. I know you're familiar with Campbellsville, so it's good that Caldwell County is putting these players out there where they can go to college and play a little baseball.
No, it's good, and it speaks well of Caldwell Athletic Program. You know, when kids from all the sports get the opportunity to go play collegiately and earn their degree. And, you know, I tell people all the time, if it wasn't for college athletics, I don't think I would have ever earned a college degree and all the degrees that I have. It, you know, that kept me motivated in the classroom to stay eligible and play and get a degree. And, you know, I'm obviously thankful for the relationships that I built as a college athlete with all the friends I stay in touch with to this day. And then obviously getting into coaching, all the relationships that I've been able to develop with players over the years, it's been awesome.
Now, you guys don't have the transfer portal yet, right? So you're still out there trying to build your team each year.
We are still trying. Of course, we get, you know, junior college transfers, and I've got a Division I transfer on our staff, and we've had Division I transfers in the past, and we'll continue to recruit, you know, that way. But no, the NAIA does not have a quote unquote transfer portal. But when the NCAA kids get into the NCAA transfer portal, I've got some people that let me look at that and check that out and see. So we do try to get some transfers in here. You know, it's tough for a true freshman to step on the field and compete right away. So we do need to recruit some experience when we lose experience, if that makes sense. So, but we do recruit high school kids, and we're all about development you know, not only development on the field, but development off the field in the classroom and as a person. So that's important to us.
You know, I think the second region's going to have some nice players this year. And once the new Christian County school gets going, I think they're just going to spit out baseball players over there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, both programs have been traditionally strong as of late. Some, you know, big league pro guys and big league Division One guys. And I think that program is going to be something else, kind of like what happened in McCracken County. You know,
right.
I mean, when they combined all those schools into McCracken County, they became quite the powerhouse in baseball and in that region. And I could definitely see the Christian Hoptown. What are they going to be called?
The Christian County Tigers.
Christian County Tigers.
You know, when they first came out with it, they were going to be the Wolf Pack, and they had a really long school name, and nobody liked the name. I liked the nickname, but eventually they went with Christian County Tigers because I think the Hopkinsville folks thought maybe their tradition and history was being left out a little bit. So they, it's going to be strange as all get out, though, to call them the Christian County Tigers.
It is. It is. What color scheme are they going with?
I think it's blue and orange and maybe a little black. So, you know, you get to get your blue from Christian County and your orange from Hopkinsville. So,
No, that'd be a good look. That'd be a good look. But, yeah, I think they could potentially end up dominating the second region like McCracken is the first. So,
well, I think they'll end up with about 2,300 students and that may be the biggest high school in the state.
Yeah, and full of athletes. So, across the board, I think they're going to be extremely competitive in all sports in that second region. So,
now, have you been keeping up with the World Baseball Classic?
I have been watching a few games here and there. I watched last night to make sure that the U.S. team was going to advance. The run that Canada is on has been fun. The run that Italy's on has been fun to watch as well. So I think U.S. and Canada, I think they're going to match up now, right?
Yes, Friday night.
So that'll be an interesting game. So, yeah, it's been fun to watch.
Yeah, I think the like the Dominican countries and some of the Asian countries, I think it's a little bit bigger to them because I think they get a chance to kind of prove themselves against somebody like the United States.
100%. You know, and the passion of that fan base, it's a lot of fun to watch, you know, those games when they're in Japan and Tokyo, and the way the fans act is totally different than what you see here in the States. So it does mean a lot to them.
Now, what do you guys have coming up next at Midway?
We are heading on the road tomorrow. We play at Indiana University Columbus in Columbus, Indiana this weekend for a 3-game set. Conference weekend, so we've got that'll be a big weekend for us. Hopefully we take care of business, then roll into, supposed to have a midweek at Campbellsville next week, and we're about at the middle point of our season, so hopefully we just keep winning games and playing well and competing, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, that's tough to believe that it's the middle of March and you guys are halfway through your season.
Yep. Crazy. I know high school starts up, what, Monday?
Yeah, if it's not too cold.
Well, that's usually when you know the start of the high school season. It's going to snow or be freezing cold, one of the two.
Yeah, I think the high Monday is 35.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, when does it get too cold to play baseball?
Well, for us, we've got some conference policies. We can't play if the real feel is 25 or below.
Oh, wow.
So that's really cold. So we try to stay away from, like, I think it's supposed to be 31 or 32 degrees on Tuesday. I don't know if we will play Tuesday. We may try to push it to Wednesday when it's going to be 45, you know, degrees. So.
Oh, yeah, we'll be back up to 70 in no time, but you just never know this time of year.
Never know, man. Just flip a coin. You never know.
All right, well, good luck to you guys the rest of the season. I appreciate you coming on and talking baseball with us, and congratulations on getting a Kaawa County Tiger.
Well, I'm looking forward to having him here. I know he's a good kid, good student, good family, and I just hope he gets there and works hard and gets after and gets himself an opportunity to compete. So,
all right, thanks, Luther.
Glad to have him, and anytime I can get a Caldwell County kid, I'm going to try to get one.
Absolutely. So. Good deal.
All right, Todd, I appreciate you having me on, man.
Absolutely. See ya.
Yes, sir.
Luther Bramblett, former Caldwell County Tiger, and now the baseball head coach at Midway University with us this morning here on the Sideline Report. We need to get to a timeout. Back with more after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Dirty or low oil can seriously shorten the life of your engine. That's why the certified service experts at Trice Hughes in Princeton undergo extensive training to understand your vehicle's engine and oil needs. With regular oil changes from their experienced team, you can trust your vehicle is ready to perform its best mile after mile. Don't let neglect keep you off the road. Visit Trice Hughes for your next oil change and keep your vehicle running strong. Schedule today at TriceHughes.com.
Your local McDonald's wants you to know that they are ready to serve you for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Dine-in or the drive-thru is always open, and they offer curbside pickup service. To avoid the wait in the drive-thru, you can download the McDonald's app and try curbside pickup. Stop in soon and enjoy breakfast, lunch, or dinner at your local McDonald's. Proud to be a part of this community. McDonald's of Princeton, proud supporters of the Caldwell County Tigers.
It's a proven fact. Going on vacation is really good for your health and happiness. But if money is holding you back from sandy beaches, the mountains, or relaxing by a pool, then you need to visit ABC Finance. They can help get you to that vacation destination you've been dreaming about. They offer loans from $500 to $15,000, and decisions are made quickly, usually within an hour. Your dream vacation is within reach with help from ABC Finance. All loans subject to normal credit approval.
This is Todd Morse at the Hopkinsville ABC Finance location.
And this is Courtney Morse at ABC Finance in Princeton.
Whatever location is closest to you, we're here to help make your loan process quick, easy, and stress-free.
We can even consolidate all your loans into one easy payment.
No appointment is needed, walk-ins are welcome, and we can take your application in person, over the phone, or apply online at abcfinanceonline.com.
Be sure to like and follow ABC Finance on Facebook for daily money tips and community info.
All loans subject to normal credit approval.
At Whitetail Properties, land isn't just their business, it's their way of life. Their land specialists are hunters, farmers, and rural landowners committed to helping you reach your dreams.
This is Kevin Meacham from H&R Agriproperty. Dream lawns need a realistic plan, and Kubota has a reliable, powerful zero-turn mowers to help you see those dreams come to life, plus dealer support to help you achieve your goals. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota Z400 series for zero down, 1.99 APR for up to 48 months. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer. Come see us, H&R Agripower, Eagle Way Bypass in Hopkinsville.
Hey, it's Jess. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 9. We'll get you ready to start your day with sticky notes and local, regional, and national news updates at 6:30 and 7:30. Complete weather-rich forecasts, jump in the Wayback Machine, birthdays and anniversaries at 7:30. Catch up with Community Calendar and cover local issues, events, and even share the love with Coffee Talk at 8 a.m. Everything you need to know and a whole lot of fun. Start your day with us at 1580 103.3 WPKY.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Again, we appreciate you tuning in. Thanks to Larry Vaught, longtime sports writer covering the University of Kentucky. You can read his work over at yoursportsedge.com. And thanks to Luther Bramblett, Midway University baseball head coach, for joining us today. He's a former Caldwell County Tiger. I appreciate having him on the show this morning. That's going to wrap us up for the Sideline Report for today. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and YourSportsEdge.com. Thanks a lot for being with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
WPKY Princeton.